see. First set. Well, it was a sax man from the state of Tennessee. First set in with the band at the ripe old age of 3 weeks old. And when he blew into that horn, all the people gathered around. Club manager jumped right up, he said, boy, I gotta have that sound. Scream hallelujah, Lord, I said, the sax man's got my soul. Everybody gotta move their feet when the sax man started to blow. Now blow it, sax man. Okay, he's a little shy, but his genius cannot hide. Cause when the sax man starts to wail, he's gonna take you on a ride. Take it, sax man. Ow! Take it, sax man. He'll be right with you, folks. Alright, sax man, that's my fault. I put you on the spot. But now you're all warmed up for this. The next one's gonna be hot. Kick it, sax man. What the f*** are you doing? Okay. Why don't we have a little inspiration now? You know this game, sax man. Repeat after me. Here we go. And shibbida bop bop boo da bop bop. Fuck it, play something, sax man. Okay, moving on.
Sax man. Sax man.
It's Time Travel with Chris Searle here with you until 1 a.m.
Crossing the highway late last night, he should've looked left and he should've looked right. He didn't see the station wagon car. The skunk got squashed and there you are. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Stinking to high heaven. Cause you can feel it in your all.
is Loudon Wainwright III here on Time Travel with Chris Earl, here with you until 1 a.m. Comedy and song parodies, all kinds of things today. Here's Cheech and Chong, Earache My Eye. It's Cheech and Chong here on Time Travel, here with you till 1 a.m. Oh, why not something a little more Halloween-y? It's October, here we go.
It's rain. if I may, to meet you, Australia.
It's a sound. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You bring your knees in tight. But it's the pelvic thrust that really drives you insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
It's a dream.
On your
A weakling weighing 98 pounds will get sand in his face when kicked to the ground. And soon in the gym, with a determined chin, the sweat from his pores as he works for his cause will make him glisten and gleam, and with massage and just a little bit of steam, he'll be pink and quite clean. He'll be a nutritious, high protein, and swallow raw eggs. Try to build up his shoulders, his chest, arms, and legs. Such an effort, if he only knew of my plan. In just 7 days, I can make you a man. He'll do press-ups and chin-ups, do the smirch, clean and jerk. He thinks dynamic tension must be hard work. Such strenuous living, I just don't understand. When in just 7 days, oh baby, I can make you a man. Deltoid and a bicep, a hot groin and a tricep makes me shake, makes me wanna take Charles Atlas by the hand. In just 7 days, oh baby, I can make you a man. Just dynamic tension. In just 7 days, I can make you a man.
there comes a song like this. It starts off soft and low and ends up with a kiss. Oh, where is the song that goes like this? Where is it? Where?
A sentimental song that casts a magic spell. They all will hum along. We'll overact like hell. Oh, this is the song that goes like this.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Now we can go straight into the middle eight. A bridge that is too far for me.
I'll sing it in your face while we both embrace.
And then we change the key.
Carry it away.
That's awfully high for me.
But everyone can see we should have stayed in D.
For this is our song that goes like this. I'm feeling very proud.
You're singing far too loud.
That's the way that this song goes.
You're standing on my toes.
Singing our song that goes like this. Too long, I'm sure.
That's the trouble with this song. It goes on and on and on.
For this is the song that is too long. Jesus Christ, God!
We'll be singing this too long.
You'll wish that you weren't born.
Let's stop this damn refrain
before we go insane.
Meanwhile, King Arthur and Sir Bedivere, not more than a swallow's flight away, had discovered something.
Who are you?
We are the knights who say...
No, not the knights who say nay.
The same!
Who are they?
We are the keepers of the sacred words. Ni, Peng, and Ni-Wom.
Those who hear them seldom live to tell the tale.
The knights who say ni demand a sacrifice.
Knights of ni, we are but simple travelers who seek the enchanter who lives beyond these woods.
Ni! Ni!
Ow!
Ni! 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 We shall say ni again to you if you do not appease us.
Well, what is it you want?
We want a shrubbery!
A what? Please, please, no more. We will find you a shrubbery.
You must return here with a shrubbery, or else you will never pass through this wood alive.
Oh, knights of Ni, you are just and fair, and we will return with a shrubbery.
One that looks nice.
Of course.
And not too expensive.
Yes.
Now, go!
O knights of Ni, we have brought you your shrubbery. May we go now?
It is a good shrubbery. I like the laurels particularly. But there is one small problem.
What is that?
We are now no longer the knights who say Ni. We are now the knights who say Icky, 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 Fatangs. Therefore, we must give you a test.
What is this test, O knights of knights who till recently said Ni?
Firstly, you must find another shrubbery!
Not another shrubbery!
Then, when you have found the shrubbery, you must place it here beside this shrubbery, only slightly higher, so you get a two-level effect with a little path running down the middle.
A path!
Then, when you have found the shrubbery, You must cut down the mightiest tree in the forest with a herring.
Pim, the bizarre and oddly dressed enchanter, provides the knights with the final clue that leads them to the Holy Grail.
Yes, I can help you find the Holy Grail.
To the north, there lies a cave, the cave of Caer Banog, wherein, carved in mystic runes upon the very living rock, the last words of Ulfin Bedwyr of Regged make plain the last resting place of the most holy grail.
You crumbum! You always come back here, crawl. Well, this time you crawled too far.
Oh, Jim! Jim! Why did you do it? You could have destroyed the tapes, and none of this left is back like
an excerpt from Carl French's latest film. Carl, we're all a little mystified by your claim that your new film stars Marilyn Monroe.
It does, yes.
Who died over 10 years ago.
That's correct.
Are you lying?
No, it's just that she's very much in the public eye at the moment.
Does she have a big part?
She is the star of the film.
And dead?
Well, we dug her up and gave her a screen test, a mere formality in her case, and...
Can she still act?
Well, she still has this enormous, a kind of indefinable, no.
Was decomposition a problem?
We did have to put her in the fridge between takes.
What sort of things does she do in the film?
Well, we had her lying on beds, lying on floors, falling out of cupboards, scaring the children.
But surely Miss Monroe was cremated?
Well, we had to use a stand-in for some of the more visible shots.
Another actress.
A dead actress, but Monroe was in shot the whole time.
How?
Oh, in the ashtray, and a fire grate, and a vacuum cleaner.
So Marilyn does not appear in the film?
Not as such.
Mr. French, you're one of the film world's most arrogant queens. I mean, not just homosexual or gay or anything. I mean, you are a raving queen.
Well, yes.
I mean, a real screamer, a real whoops, get her, don't mind me, dear limp-wristed caricature.
Is that not in order?
No, that's fine. And I understand that you married the beautiful black heiress, Huina Tannoy, partly for the publicity, but mostly to cover up the fact that you prefer going out with little boys.
Look, really?
Carl, you're an effeminate little puff, a mincing gay bar loiterer, a Winnet-covered walking perfume shop, and an evil perverter of innocent little boys.
What? Really? Is this part of the interview?
No. I just wanted a few contacts.
Well, shouldn't we be talking about the film?
We've been off the air for ages. Now, where'd you find them?
Look, I think we are still on the air.
Oh, sod the air. Can't you still get locked up for that sort of thing?
Well, what about the film?
Just a few addresses, please.
Look, we've got James Dean in it, in a box.
I can turn the microphone off if you want.
And bits of Jane Mansfield.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. That's a wonderful audience. We look and smell divine. In the Origin of Species, Charles Darwin liked to say that dressing up and showing off was purely male display. But sadly, scientifically, he led us all astray. For what he failed to notice was these creatures are all gay. There's a tiny bird in Kent who's ridiculously bent, and a rutting stag who is a total dear. There are naughty big blue whales, and the sperm whale prefers males, and the dolphin is, of course, completely queer. There's a very brazen chimp who is very rarely limp, and a shrimp who's pink and utterly obscene, while the small transvestite prawn is completely into porn, and the king crab is, of course, an utter queen. Gay, 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 they all are madly gay, but in Victorian times that was not the thing to say. In the Ratlinau's warm waters, there's a young cross-dressing tortoise and an ass who makes a pass at everyone. There's a masturbating monkey and a terribly rude donkey and a very, very famous lesbian swan. There's a big bisexual elk and a tiny gay young whelk and a snake who is a rake all night and day. And a sorry little sheep who is into Meryl Streep. And don't tell me that the anteater's not gay. Gay, 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 they all are madly gay. 10% of nature's bent, at least that's what they say. Thank you so much. You're very, very kind. I'd like to say hello to the Navy.
You're listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle, here with you until 1 a.m. Thanks for listening to your freeform station, WMFO, high atop Curtis Hall on the Tufts University campus here in Massachusetts.
Where can you find pleasure? Search the world for treasure. Learn science, technology. Where can you begin to make your dreams all come true? On the land or on the sea?
can put your mind at ease.
Four friends who join the army together can live, work, and see Europe together. We'll guarantee it.
Be all that you can be.
See your army recruiter today.
Because we need you in the army.
Paid for by the U.S. Army.
WMFO Medford.
How does a bastard, orphan, son of a whore and a Scotsman, dropped in the middle of a forgotten spot in the Caribbean by providence, impoverished and squalor, grow up to be a hero and a scholar?
The $10 founding father without a father got a lot farther by working a lot harder, by being a lot smarter, by being a self-starter. By 14, they placed him in charge of a trading charter.
And every day while slaves were being slaughtered and carted away across the waves, he struggled and kept his guard up. Inside he was longing for something to be a part of. The brother was ready to beg, steal, borrow, or barter.
Then a hurricane came and devastation rained. Our man saw his future dripping down the drain. Put a pencil to his temple, connected it to his brain, and he wrote his first refrain, a testament to his pain.
Well, the word got around, they said this kid is insane, man. Took up a collection just to send him to the mainland. Get your education, don't forget from whence you came, and the world's gonna know your name. What's your name, man?
Alexander Hamilton. My name is Alexander Hamilton, and there's a million things I haven't done. But just you wait, just you wait.
When he was 10, his father split, full of it, debt-ridden. 2 years later, see Alex and his mother bedridden, half dead, sitting in their own sick, the scent thick.
And Alex got better, but his mother went quick.
Moved in with a cousin, the cousin committed suicide, left him with nothing but ruined pride. Something new inside, a boy saying,
Alex, you gotta fend for yourself.
He started retreating and reading every treatise on the shelf.
There would have been nothing left to do for someone less astute. He would have been dead or destitute without a cent or restitution. Started working, working for his late mother's landlord, trading sugar cane and rum and all the things he can't afford. Scamming for every book he can get his hands on, planning for the future. See him now as he stands on the bow of a ship, heading for a new land. In New York, you can be a new man.
New York, you can
just
be a new man.
Just
new man. New York, you can be a new man. New
with him.
Me, I died for him.
Me,
I trusted him.
Me, I loved him.
And me, I'm the damn fool that shot him.
There's a million things I haven't done, but just to obey.
What's your name, man?
Alexander Hamilton.
There we go. You got to play some of that. I mean, I'm going head-to-head with SNL tonight. The guy's on SNL. I mean, how dare I? How dare I? The biggest Broadway play of all time. All right, I'll play one or two more, and then I'll go back to some sillier stuff. Hamilton right now here on Time Travel.
You say the price of my love is not a price that you're willing to pay. You cry in your tea, which you earn in the sea, when you see me go by. Why so sad? Remember we made an arrangement when you went away. Now you're making me mad. Remember, despite our estrangement, I'm your man. You'll be back, soon you'll see. You remember you belong to me. You'll be back, time will tell. You remember that I served you well. Oceans rise, empires fall. We have seen each other through it all. And when push comes to shove, I will send a fully armed battalion to remind you of my love. Da 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 da. You say our love is draining and you can't go on. You're my favorite subject, my sweet submissive subject, my loyal royal subject, forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. You'll be back like before. I will fight the fight and win the war. For your love, for your praise, and I'll love you till my dying days. When you're gone, I'll go mad. So don't throw away this thing we heard. Cause when push comes to shove, I will kill your friends and family to remind you of my love. Da 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 da. Da 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 ya da 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 da.
WMFO Medford.
After the war, I went back to New York.
After the war, I went back to New York.
I finished up my studies and I practiced law.
I practiced law. Burr worked next door.
Even though we started at the very same time, Alexander Hamilton began to climb. How to account for his rise to the top? Man, the man is nonstop.
Gentlemen of the jury, I'm curious. Bear with me. Are you
aware that we're making history? This is the first murder trial of our brand new nation, the liberty behind a liberation. I intend to prove beyond the shadow of a doubt with my assistant counsel.
Co-counsel Hamilton, sit down. Our client Larry Weeks is innocent. Call your first witness. That's all you had to say.
Okay, one more thing.
Why do you assume you're the smartest in the room? Why do you assume you're the smartest in the room? Why do you assume you're the smartest in the room? Soon that attitude may be your doom.
Why do you write like you're running out of time?
Write day and night like you're running out of time.
Every day you fight like you're running out of time.
Keep on fighting in the meantime.
Non-stop.
Corruption's such an old song that we can sing along in harmony. And nowhere is it stronger than in Albany. This colony's economy's increasingly stalling. And honestly, that's why public service seems to be calling
non-stop.
I practiced the law, practically perfected it. I've seen injustice in the world and I've corrected it. Now for a strong central democracy. If not, then I'll be Socrates throwing verbal rocks at these mediocrities.
Hamilton at the Constitutional Convention.
I was chosen for the Constitutional Convention.
There is a New York junior delegate.
Now what I'm gonna say may sound indelicate.
He goes and proposes his own form of government.
What?
His own plan for a new form of government.
What?
Talks for 6 hours. The convention is listless.
Right, young man.
Yo, who the F is this?
Why do you always say what you believe?
Why do you always say what you believe?
Every proclamation guarantees free ammunition for your enemies.
Why do you write like it's going out of style? Write day and night like it's going out of style. Every day you fight like it's going out of style. Do what you do.
Alexander?
Aaron Burr, sir.
Well, it's the middle of the night.
Can we confer, sir?
Is this a legal matter?
Yes, and it's important to me.
What do you need?
Burr, you're a better lawyer than me.
Okay.
I know I talk too much. I'm abrasive. You're incredible in court. You're succinct, persuasive. My client needs a strong defense. You're the solution.
Who's your client?
The new U.S. Constitution?
No.
Hear me out.
No way.
A series of essays anonymously published defending the document to the public.
No one will read it.
I disagree.
And if it fails?
Burr, that's why we need it.
The Constitution's a mess.
So it needs amendments?
It's full of contradictions.
So is independence. We have to start somewhere.
No. No way.
You're making a mistake.
Good night.
Hey, what are you waiting for? What do you stall for?
What?
We won the war. What was it all for? Do you support this Constitution?
Of course.
Then defend it.
And what if you're backing the wrong horse?
Burr, we studied and we fought and we killed for the notion of a nation we now get to build. For once in your life, take a stand with pride. I don't understand how you stand to the side.
I'll keep all my hands close to my chest.
I am accompanied by someone who always pays. I have found a wealthy husband who will keep me in comfort for all my days. He is not a lot of fun, but there's no one who can match you for turn of phrase. My Alexander,
Jacob,
don't forget to ride. Look at where you are. Look at where you started. The fact that you're alive is a miracle. To stay alive, that would be enough.
Alexander joins forces with James Madison and John Jay to write a series of essays defending the new United States Constitution entitled The Federalist Papers. The plan was to write a total of 25 essays, the work divided evenly among the three men. In the end, they wrote 85 essays in the span of 6 months. John Jay got sick after writing 5. James Madison wrote 29. Hamilton wrote the other 51. Like you're running out of time. Write day and night like you're running out of time. Every day you fight like you're running out of time. Like you're running out of time. Are you running out of time?
How do you write like tomorrow won't arrive? How do you write like you need it to survive? How do you write every second you're alive? Every second you're alive. Every second you're alive.
They're asking me to lead. I'm doing the best I can to get the people that I need. I'm asking you to be my right hand,
Treasury
man.
Or state.
I know it's a lot to
Treasury
ask
or state.
To leave behind the world, you know.
Sir,
do you want me to run the Treasury or State Department? Treasury.
Let's go.
Alexander.
I have to leave.
Alexander.
Look around at how lucky we are to be alive right now.
Helpless.
They are asking me to leave.
Look around.
What I believe. I believe in rainbows and puppy dogs and fairy tales. And I believe in the family. Mom, Dad, and Grandma. And Uncle Todd waves his penis. And I believe in 8 of the 10 commandments. And I believe in going to church every Sunday unless there's a game on. And I believe that sex is one of the most beautiful, wholesome, and natural things that money can buy. And I believe it's derogatory to refer to a woman's breasts as boobs, jugs, Winnebagos, or golden bozos. And you should only refer to them as Hooters. And I believe you should place a woman on a pedestal high enough so you can look up her dress. And I believe in equality. Equality for everyone, no matter how stupid they are or how much better I am than they are. People say I'm crazy for believing this, but I believe that robots are stealing my luggage. And I believe that Ronald Reagan can make this country what it once was, an Arctic region covered with ice. And I believe that the only good laugh is the laugh you get from a professional comedian. And lastly, I believe that of all the evils on this earth, there is nothing worse than the music you're listening to right now.
This is Steve Martin with What He Believes. Time Travel is here with you every Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. Bubbles in the Think Tank with Belinda will be back next week. Thank you for letting me sit in tonight. Hopefully you guys had a few laughs during a comedy night here. Saturday night, 11 to 1 p.m. Bubbles in the Think Tank every Saturday from 11 to 1 a.m., I should say. 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Anyway, I'm going home, going to bed. I'm going to leave you with some more Shatner. Real time travel. Thanks for listening to your freeform station. It's WMFO in Medford.
Good night, future boy!
Saved the world in the movies. So naturally, there's folks who think I must know what to do. But just because you've seen me on your TV doesn't mean I'm any more enlightened than you.
And while there's a part of me and that guy you've seen up there on that screen, so much more, and I wish I knew the things you think I do. I would change this world for sure, but I eat and sleep and breathe and bleed and feel. Sorry to disappoint you, but I I'm breathing, bleeding, feel.
part of me in that guy you've seen up there on that screen.